The 65-team field for the men's NCAA basketball tournament was announced last night. Arizona, Kentucky, Texas, and Oklahoma are the number one seeds. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Now I've got 2 minutes to talk.
Any argument with the number one seeds?
Not really. I think the number one seeds are fine. Pittsburgh or Kansas might have made a case. But the really weird thing the committee did was they paired Arizona and Kentucky, clearly the number one and two teams in the country, to meet in the national semifinals rather than in the final. Jim Livengood, the committee chairman, said, well, we can't look down the road at things like that. Well, why not? That's part of their job, to make the tournament as good as it can, and setting up the field so that they can't meet in the final is just ridiculous. I don't know what they were thinking.
Who got left out that should be there?
Boston College, Seton Hall, Tennessee all have cases. Boston College in particular, it won its division in the Big East. And then you see Alabama and Auburn get in. Alabama was under 500 in the Southeastern Conference. So, again, they played a tough non-conference schedule, but they finished poorly, which is supposed to work against you. So those are the mystery picks, Alabama and Auburn.
Got some dark horses here?
I've always got dark horses, Bob. One team that you might want to watch that could get to the Final Four is Mississippi State. They're only a fifth seed, but they're a team to watch. And Connecticut and Maryland, seeded fifth and sixth in the South Regional, are as talented as Texas, which is the number one seed. And, of course, Maryland's the defending national champion. And then you've got your usual first-round upsets. Penn over Oklahoma State is one to watch. And here's the one I think will happen. Weber State, a 12, over Wisconsin, a 5.
And the annual Feinstein heartwarming story.
I got two for you. Derek Wittenberg, 20 years ago, threw the air ball that set up the winning basket when North Carolina State upset Houston in the most stunning national championship game ever. He's got Wagner. He's the coach at Wagner in the NCAA tournament for the first time ever, 20 years later. And the University of Vermont, 103 years of college basketball, is finally in the tournament. And, Bob, they've got a coach that you should love, Tom Brennan. He's a local morning drive time talk show co-host on a radio station in Burlington, Vermont. So he should be your favorite coach in the tournament.
Well, tell him not to give up his day job.
Well, many people have told him not to give up his day job. He's been at Vermont for 17 years, and this is the first time they've reached postseason play, and they had to hit a shot right near the buzzer to get in. And now, for all of that, they get to go play top-seeded Arizona. They won't be there long, but they'll have fun.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.